Shape of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Cthulhu by Keith Herber. Recap, what's that? We don't need a recap.
Alright.
We'll just jump right into it. So you guys are in a van. You were just like down the block from the apartment building, which is smoking rather heavily. There are a number of people kind of, you know, coming out from the building onto the street. And you have your good friend Lucy Peterson tackled in the van.
Yeah.
And Rory.
And Rory tied up in the van, I think. What are we going to do with her?
Say, well, we could just give her some time if she shakes it off.
Lucy looks up at you with a look of hate and disgust that you have never seen on her face before. Let me go.
I feel like...
Oh, here we go.
Good morning.
Oh, there he is.
Morning.
Oh, you guys are waiting on me. I'm sorry.
No, we weren't.
No, we started without you.
Wow. It's like, oh, there he is. Finally. Thank you. Sorry, guys.
Nope. No problem. Just hang out for a bit, Steve. We'll get to you.
Okay. All right.
I feel like these witches have powers with their voice, and I'm going to gag her, whoever she is.
You're going to gag Lucy. Okay.
Yes.
So we decided that you guys had tied her up at the end of the last session. Is that right?
Yes.
I believe that is true.
Okay. She is going to resist your attempts to gag her. Why don't you make a fighting brawl roll with a bonus die?
All right. Oh, I can either have the 43 or the 43. Neither of those is... okay, yeah. So 43 is a normal failure.
Okay. Yeah, it's, you know, she's moving her head around. You're probably... I mean, it's Lucy, yeah. Right? You know, it's... Dear Lucy, you like her. You're not really wanting to,
right,
to
I'm not
be that violent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, you know, she's moving her head around, and she starts making some really... unpleasant sounding guttural, almost chanty noises.
Kimberly will shove a sock or something in her mouth.
Would everyone who is not Lionel or Kimberly make a spot hidden roll?
Success. Oh, no.
Dang. Hey, Jim, where am I? Am I with them?
Yep. Or... Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're all spot.
Put you in the van with everyone else. Might as well.
Okay. So I have a normal success, although I am driving the car, so I almost feel like that should be with a penalty die.
Well, I'm presuming at the moment that the van has kind of come to a stop because of all the
okay.
fuss. So, yeah, as you kind of, you know, you're kind of straightened out, you know, you're ready to, you know, they're doing whatever they're trying to do to Lucy. You know, you kind of turn around. You're about ready to take off. You see in your rearview mirror, you know, all the people that have come out of the building. You know, one of them in particular is kind of stumbling. It's a man, kind of a larger fellow, probably not dressed all that well, kind of stumbling down the road towards the van, and definitely he's waving, trying to get your attention. He may even be calling out to you.
I pass, so I will point that out. Someone there.
Is it the cops?
He looks.
Does Kimberly manage to gag?
Fighting brawl with a bonus die.
Oh. Okay, right. So I will not take the 0-0-0. I will instead take the 40. so that's a normal success.
yes, you can eventually get the sock stuck in her mouth.
Okay, so when that happens, I'll say, should we stop? Let's see what he wants.
How are we going to explain having a gagged woman in the back of the van?
Just close the van.
So you're going to get out?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a bad idea. We should keep going.
Definitely a bad idea. But, you know, that's what we're full of.
I'll get out from the van.
How else can you learn anything?
You need any help? Stringer? waving at us?
Jim, I'm just going to be looking through the Mercy Booth book to see if I can find anything to help with Elise's situation.
Still.
It's not impossible that you might be able to get a couple more intelligence rolls, but not in this kind of situation.
Yeah, no. Unless I'm needed elsewhere. Yep. That's what I'm going to be doing.
No problem. The man stumbling towards you looks like he's trying to talk, but is not quite able to get words out.
I could. I was muted. It's me. It's Lucy. Wait.
Whoa.
What? So this really large, kind of smelly, slovenly guy just comes up to you and just kind of throws his arms around you and says, it's me! I'll give you a push. Wait.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Don't go! I'm right here! Elliot! Help me!
Well done.
Stay over there. I will, you know, get to the others quickly. He says he's Lucy. What happened? What happened to my body?
Well, that's help good, me. Because this is not Lucy.
When he opens the door, I'm just going to push my way into the van. It's me! It's Lucy! He's like just sobbing hysterically.
What happened? How do we get you back?
I don't know. She looks down at her, or he looks down at she looks down at the other body and just, like I said, just starts bursting out and just sits down in the van. It's just incoherent.
I think mash the two bodies together.
I think everyone can.
Maybe we need to get somewhere where we can do this, not in a van, not in the street,
yes,
not with the police right on our back.
With alcohol.
I think everyone can make a sand roll, first of all.
With alcohol. Maybe a bar.
I know. Ooh, a 95. Place like that.
That seems like not a success.
That's a success for me.
Success.
I think just 1 point for the success. Maybe a D3 okay. for the failure.
Yeah, I pass as well.
Five. It's a D3. Okay.
That's everyone except Lucy. Lucy's already had her.
That's one.
Sad loss for this situation, I think.
She's paid a price. Situation. That's very normal.
Somebody want to roll for Rory?
He's unconscious. And insane.
Well, since he's insane, doesn't he have to not make a sand check?
I think that is true.
That sounds about right. Yeah, this isn't going to bother him any.
The only question is whether he picks up his baseball bat again or not.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Well, he has it. He's just more cradling it for safety now.
Kind of spooning with it.
Hey, Jim, the guy who ran down the street, does he look familiar to any of us?
Nope. You mean the guy who's now in the van with you?
The guy who's now in the van, yeah.
No.
Lucy guy.
Nick, get us to the bar.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Wheel of tires.
You can all make a spot hidden roll.
All right.
Sorry, did I need to make a sanity roll? I just
yes,
yeah.
Just got back. Where would my character sheet be?
I'll spend a luck for success on that, even though someone else will succeed too.
Yeah.
I get a 0-2 on my spot hidden.
Ooh.
Which I assume is extreme.
I would assume that as well.
Is this Curse of Cthulhu? Yes, there we go. Sanity roll. Ooh, that does not look good. 94.
D3.
Where's my D3? It's gone missing. I used a D6.
Well, I guess you don't take any damage.
I take 3.
As
can't find the die.
As Nick starts the van back, or you know, puts the van back in gear, rumbles down the road. You see a couple things, both in the van and outside the van. First, you can see outside the van the apartment building is starting to become engulfed in flames. Flames are starting to lick out the windows and stuff, and you can actually see that the building itself is starting to shake and starting to crack.
Uh-oh.
And meanwhile, in the van, Lucy's body, that's the body of Lucy Peterson, goes slack, and her eyes kind of roll up in her head, and a blue light kind of oozes out from her face.
No, not again.
And floats up, and there's kind of a blue pulsating orb hanging in the back of the van.
Man, I wish I had a glass jar right now.
Which then floats floats up and directly out the top of the van.
Wait, what? Where are you going? You have to fix this.
This is a man,
this.
Okay. This is a large man. it floats out of the van?
Yep.
Yeah, sorry, that was enormous.
The Lucy man is still Lucified.
Yes.
Come back, you have to fix this!
Is there any way to grab this blue light as it's floating up?
Don't
in the
touch
back
it! No, that's a bad idea.
Sure, you can make a grab for it.
No.
So that's a fail on every dex or fighting brawl.
Yeah, it was going to be dex. So no, you grab for it but miss.
Does it seem like it's actively trying to evade me, or did I just miss because we're bouncing around the street?
I think you just missed.
Okay.
I think you're and on reflection, you're probably thinking you really didn't want to put your hands into it.
Right.
Whatever it is, it doesn't seem pleasant.
I think Big Lucy may actually not be thinking so clearly, though. I think she might try, or he might try.
Go right ahead. Shot
at a dex. And she makes it with a 15.
Oh.
This is good.
This is very good.
Sure. And you can have 1 point of sand loss.
Oh, more.
as a reward. As you kind of grab at it, and it just feels kind of squishy. And it's like a slimy light that just slips through your fingers, and you can't actually grab onto anything.
Come back!
Orin, we need to fix this. What is there anything in the book?
I'm working on it. I'm working on
read,
it.
Read faster. Read faster, goddammit.
Help me, Orin.
I look at the man and I say aloud, I don't like the new Lucy at all.
I'll remove the sock. And is Lucy's body still breathing? Is it still? Is there a pulse? Is there?
There is not.
Oh no.
I mean, is that... Well, I guess I would try to do CPR.
Okay. First aid roll.
That would be a success.
Well, do you remember your CPR class? Yeah, okay. So you're doing CPR on the body of Lucy Peterson.
Is there anything I could try to do mentally to recreate the experience that got me here?
Probably. Not entirely certain what that would be, but I mean, if you're like, you know, kind of standing there staring at, you know, thinking about, oh, let me go out and get back, nothing actually happens.
Yeah, he is probably actually kind of on the ground next to Kimberly on the body. Come on, you can do it. Come on, it's my body. Help me,
Mr. Dyer. Where are you taking everyone?
This is going to be worth a sound roll, surely.
Well, we have a bar that we hang out in, the one I'm the bartender at. I'm assuming we're going to go there, and I'm going to find us a back room normally used for illicit activities, but because I work there, I'm sure I can get in there to have a conversation away from the teeming masses.
So you're going to drive all the way back to Providence. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
We took a hotel, didn't we?
Yes.
We did.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll go back to the hotel then.
Okay.
Oh boy, I wouldn't mind going back to Providence. But yeah, I'll go back.
Wouldn't mind driving far away from here at this moment.
And since this was a sort of a cheap motel, I remember, that we had decided on, this is the kind of place where we can simply pull right up to the room, basically, and drag the bodies inside.
Yep.
Oh, God.
By the time we open the back doors of the van, it's probably blocking the sidewalk anyway. Just drag it right in.
Yeah,
this can't be happening. This can't be happening. No, Lucy.
The big guy will put his hand around you or put his arm around you, Kimberly, and just kind of start hugging you. This large, kind of sweaty, smells a bit like alcohol. He's just sobbing.
Yeah, I think Kimberly would be sobbing as well. So I take it I don't do anything.
Well, you can continue doing CPR. You have to stop when you take the body out.
Yeah.
Get it into and then kind of restart CPR. But nothing is happening. You know, she's not like Lucy is not like coming around. Her eyes aren't fluttering open.
Is there a heartbeat or breath or anything at all? Any animation at all inside?
Nope.
Nope. Oh, God.
Definitely not the suspended kind.
Yep. Body growing cold.
So, what do we think happened when... I don't understand anything.
So, yeah, I took the keys. I took the keys, and I was going to meet up with the guys at the cemetery, the other end of the tunnels. And when I got out to the van... These blue lights that we saw last time were just kind of came into my head, and Mercy forced me out. The next thing I know, I was looking down and Rory was waving a baseball bat and everyone was fighting him. And I floated off to the apartment complex and I saw people and they were coming out and they were happy to be alive and they were trying. And there was this man and he wasn't trying and that wasn't fair. He didn't want to live, but I did live. So I came down and we lived. I lived and I'm here, but that's me.
Oh. So how do we – wow. And she must have done that, this this witch.
It's her. It's Mercy.
Mercy.
Or those two women. What did you find there? Can we can go there. They know about nope. this if we need more books.
Nope. They seem totally nope. fake.
Yeah. What?
We went there and they have a fake basement, like a tourist basement thing. And when we talked to them, they seemed to think that we were all trying to hoax them.
They know something. They must. What about that? The wife of that professor. What about her? Surely, maybe she knows.
About all her information, right? Maybe what does she seem to know? More.
Well, she said she didn't know anything. She said she never went with her husband, but. Oh my God! That's my body.
Yep. Wow. I mean, this is way more than anything else, except for those bodies in the basement. We have the notes from the BU professor, and then we have the book from Haggerty's notes, right? And that seems pretty academic. So it seems to be these elder things that are giving the power to Mercy.
The only thing we know about them is in that room that we just burned up, basically, right? The ante room.
Yeah. How do we get back? But is there anything still in there? Oh, there's all the stuff on the walls there, probably.
Right. Yeah, there's something around.
And we also have all the information about them in Mercy Booth's book. So.
Yeah, we'll have to let Orin.
Shut up and keep reading.
From a gaming perspective, I thought we were all done here except for Mercy. And apparently, she's done with us.
We have to destroy her. We can't let her do this to anyone else. It's
well, and yeah, I don't know if she's still alive and still stuck in that basement. We probably can't get back in there for a few days. Maybe tomorrow night we can get back in there after the fire department's cleared it out.
She could be anywhere now, though.
But what are we going to do with
Lucy? She can leave.
What are we going to do with Lucy's body?
So on that topic, is it...
Has out of breath from all the CPR, right?
Yeah.
Are you continuing CPR?
So there's no sort of pulse coming back. There's no autonomous breathing.
That is correct.
How long has it been?
At this point, maybe half an hour.
Yeah.
You're either going to have to make a con roll or give up. Someone else can try to take over, but.
I'll slump down, completely broken and defeated and just start crying.
Fair enough. Some other pieces of information. As you guys were originally driving to the hotel, you did pass a couple, fire trucks and police cars, clearly headed towards the apartment. And so over the course of, let's say like half an hour, as you've been having this conversation in the hotel room, you have heard other sirens as well. Quite a few of them.
Oh, I wonder where they're all going. We should check that out. I'll go out into the street and just see if I can, see which direction they're going in and what of the places that we have seen might be in that direction. We don't know.
No, it's really easy and it's really obvious. There's kind of a stream of traffic coming from a particular direction, and, there's lots of people kind of out that have come out of their hotel rooms and you know, the Denny's next door, and, you know, kind of standing and watching as back in the direction of the apartment building, there's quite a large, you can even though it is, you know, night, you can see it silhouetted against the sky. There's a huge plume of smoke and a rather large red glow back in the direction of the apartment building.
Wow. Like a big explosion. I think we might have got her.
Not if she got out. She can be in anybody.
That's true.
Should we go back there and find out what's going on? Yeah.
We can try.
We'll have to dump Lucy's body somewhere.
Well, I know where there's a lot of empty coffins.
I can't believe you guys just
don't give
so
up
so casual about this.
Well, Lucy's right here. She's just different. She looks a little different. Everything important about her is still here.
It might be advantageous for those intelligence rolls now, Jim.
You can make one Lucy. Make one hard intelligence roll, Mr. Weston. I'll give you one.
Come on. Nothing personal, Lucy, but you can forget about those vacations we had planned.
I don't think I'm going to be fit in that bikini.
Too much to burn. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, you don't care.
Keep working on it. Keep working
none
at it.
None of you care. The big guy reaches down. He takes off this little charm bracelet and puts it on his wrist.
On his like thumb?
Exactly. Yeah. Takes out a can of mace.
Oh, nice.
Items in there that she has. Kind of caressing her body.
It's not that.
Yeah. No. Not that way. Not in a weird way.
Like there's any other way.
Everything about this is weird. So.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. I don't wonder.
So I'm
an additional sand roll for the realization that Lucy, her real body is gone.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Kimberly's still pretty shaken up by this all. She'll get up and start pacing around and sort of punch the wall. We've got to do something.
Well, let's go. Let's go see what is happening. There's a huge explosion going on. There's something crazy. We can leave Lucy in the hotel room for a bit.
You're right. Let's go get that woman. That witch.
Yeah.
Orin. Gonna stay here, keep reading.
I'm gonna stay here. We don't forget, we still have Rory too.
And That's true.
I'll stay with Rory and Lucy, and I'll hold a baseball bat just in case things get out of hand.
Screw Rory, that idiot deserves. Yeah. Came to
me. I mean, Jim, do I think that staying here would? I mean, I'll be able to study the books better and maybe try and find something.
Well, it's certainly easier to study in a hotel room with a dead body and a tied up crazy guy than bouncing around in a van doing who knows what. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll stay here.
You know, Nick, why don't you go with them? I don't know that I would necessarily want to leave my body just yet. I don't really trust it if there's any hope at all leaving myself away. Or you can stay too if you want.
Whatever you guys want. Nick seems a little shell-shocked by all this. This is not
okay.
His bailiwick.
come with us, Nick. We
Yeah, I'll go with Lionel. And just on the way out from the door, I will turn to Lucy and say, "Hey, buddy, maybe you should take a bath."
Everyone shows their insanity in different ways. Elliot is.
Okay.
Through insensitivity.
Nice.
So, okay, so Mr. Weston and Miss Peterson are staying. Everyone else is going?
Yes.
Okay. Then we will, as you pile back in the van, Mr. Dyer, I assume you're driving again.
Sure thing.
And you are headed towards the, back towards the apartment building. It takes you a few minutes to worm your way out through traffic, because like I say, there is a fair stream of traffic coming away from the building. So you have to kind of cross that, but then the lane headed back the way you came is quite empty. And you get to a point about 6 or 7 blocks away from the apartment building, and there is a police cordon. The road is blocked off, and they wave you down and kind of give you the sign, turn around, can't go through here. And as you've gotten close, you can see that there is a huge fire well up ahead of you, clearly more than just the one apartment building. I mean, this is many blocks, and it's just a thick plume of black smoke just roiling up from the area.
Boy, this is so much more than just the buildings. I wonder if this is what happens when you burn a witch or an elder thing or whatever these things are. This is crazy.
Strange.
But yeah, let's pull over.
Or you have gasoline in the basement.
Well, that wasn't. I mean, that was a gallon of gasoline. That wouldn't do this. I mean, these are brick buildings. There's something else going on. I know my fire. This is not. I mean, this is not what happened. This is crazy. Am I right? This is crazy.
You are right. This is crazy. Yeah, you are 100% certain that even if the entire apartment building were engulfed in flames, this is not that.
Yeah. No. Something's happened here. That's.
We heard an explosion, didn't we, Jim?
You heard something like, not really.
No? Okay. No.
So, yeah, I think we should go and see if we can sneak through the cordon on foot.
Go park a couple blocks away and...
Yeah. At least that's my plan.
Hop out and I think a party luck roll.
I'm at 30.
I can't beat that.
Joy.
But it looks like you still have 99.
You have 99 luck still?
Yeah.
yeah, that's a failure.
You should send Mr. Wheeler by himself.
Yeah, next time. After I get arrested, we can do that.
A guy like that could probably get all the way down to the basement without getting hurt.
Right.
Yeah, you jump out of the van and there's a couple of police officers on you almost immediately. No sightseeing, kids. Turn around. You got to get out of here. Dangerous.
What happened? We know someone that lives in there.
The whole area is collapsed. All the buildings are gone. There's things that's. You got to get out of here.
Things? What things?
Tunnels.
And you can hear...
Hey, guys, let's get out of here. I have an idea.
You can hear some gunfire in the distance.
Ooh, shit.
Oh, trouble.
Hey, we know. After we're out of the police area, we know that we can get there from the cemetery.
Do we want to go down there?
No, but... I mean... If we gotta find out what's going on...
I mean, I find out what's going on.
I look at Nick. I assume you have a gun?
Yes.
I have a gun.
But then that's about it. Well, I pull out my little switchblade.
Yeah. put that away. We're going to take care of you.
This works pretty well against the ghoul things, or whatever, those dog men.
The gunfire that we hear, is it like the sounds of military weapons and machine guns, or
no?
Okay, pistols. So could yeah. just be
people not wanting to leave their apartments,
sidearms, or police, or somehow. Okay. Oh, God, what are we going to do?
Well, we can either go back to the hotel and cry for a while, or we can see if we can go through the cemetery, or I guess we can go visit those ladies, but...
Oh, I need to buy a gun as well. Right, come on. Okay, fine. Let's find these tunnels.
All right.
I'm pretty sure Kimberly already bought a gun with all the ancient gold. Yeah.
Yeah, that was okay.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Hmm. I will add one to my character sheet. She has no idea how to use it, but
that's fine.
Well, that's the best. Likely
to shoot one of you, but.
So you headed to the cemetery.
Sure.
Pile back into the van. Drive over to the cemetery. The cemetery is far enough away from whatever is going on around the apartment building that it is fairly empty. It is dark. I park outside, pile out of the van, spot hidden rolls.
Looking 22. For those beads with a 93.
Hard 0, success.
7.
Ooh. There are people moving about inside the cemetery. They seem to be just kind of
people, or
well, it's dark. You can't. I mean, of course. Okay. I mean, what else? I mean, of course, it's people.
Well,
I mean, what are the other options here? I mean,
so, come on. Well, we've seen the other options.
Nick had a 0-7 and has encountered these things. Does it look like they've got a little hunchy to them, or
yes?
All right.
There's maybe half a dozen. They seem to be not wandering. I mean, not just kind of aimlessly wandering, but you get the feeling more of a nervous, we don't know where to go, we don't know what to do kind of wandering.
Like they've been smoked out of their house.
That's a reasonable interpretation.
Yeah, and they're lost.
You should take them back to the hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go up and I'm going to get about 50 feet from one of them, and I have my gun in my waistband, and I'm just going to yell and I'm going to say, "Hey, can you guys talk?"
They scatter. They run away from you.
Well,
kind of disappear into the shadows in the graveyard.
Guess they're more scared of us than we are of them. Let's go look for that tunnel and see what's happening. And I will head towards the grave with the tunnel.
You can certainly find the mausoleum where you went down the tunnel before. There is a thin column of smoke coming out of it.
Hey, why are we going into the tunnels? There's guns being fired.
That's how we get to the basement. That's how we can find the witch and make sure she's dead. You don't think she? I mean, isn't that what we said, that we need to make sure the witch is dead, or that we?
Yeah. We don't want what happened to Lucy again to happen to any of us. Let's go. I'll cover my face, you know, with my t-shirt, you know, get my t-shirt, pull it up and cover my mouth and nose. Keep going.
I'm looking at Oren. Oren, do you think this is a good idea?
Oren is not.
Isn't Oren back at the
hotel? Yeah, Oren is at the hotel.
Oh, not there.
Yeah, well, I got a 0-7. It counts.
So that's
so you spotted something.
Yeah, so you know his opinion because he's not even there.
All right, we're going in the tunnels.
Okay, you make your way down into the tunnels. They are smoky. not completely filled with smoke, but quite a bit of it. I think you can all make a con roll.
Okay, so it's that bad. Ooh, 0-1. I don't need
to breathe. Success.
I will the burn smoke reminds you the luck that. And be fine.
Let me check. Call. Ooh, I barely pass.
Okay, some coughing, but yeah, it's not that bad. Who's been down here before and knows which way to go? This is an interesting question.
Lionel has, and I think we were trying to map it the first time through, so we were definitely paying attention. I don't remember if we
Orin was
made marks. Orin was trying to map it, right? That's right. I don't remember. I don't think we did anything really smart, like leave marks or anything.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I don't remember doing that.
How about a intelligence roll from...
All right. Lionel? Ooh, I thought that was going to be good. That's a 90, which is not a success for Lionel. It's kind of smoky down here.
It is. Yeah, it's smoky. You know, you've been through some stuff. Some stuff has happened since the last time you were down here, and you're really not sure which way to go.
Is there anything obvious, like the smoke is coming from there?
Make another intelligence roll with a bonus die.
All right. This time we have a 0-7.
There you go. You can follow the smoke back to kind of which way is it getting thicker?
Yep.
And it takes some time, but you can make your way. You know, you eventually kind of figure, okay, yeah, the smoke is getting thicker this way, so well, this is probably towards fire, I guess. We want to go
towards
fire, maybe.
Right, gotta stay low. See if we can stay under the smoke and.
Yep, and you can make your way through the tunnels, and the smoke becomes ever thicker, and there's a lot of dust and dirt in the air, and eventually about maybe halfway, what you think is probably be about halfway to where the door was, the tunnel is completely collapsed.
Damn. All right.
It's a dead end.
This is the way it was, though. I wonder, interesting. All right.
Just a final look, try to make sense what exactly crashed the tunnel. Was it an explosion, or was it just that, you know, was the structure was weak?
Some kind of geoengineering role. I guess geology would be fine. Whatever he remembers from his high school or science class, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
I fail like horribly, of course.
Who knows?
Well, I guess we can go back to the hotel and cry.
Speaking of the hotel, Mr. Weston, Miss Peterson.
Yes.
I assume, Mr. Weston, you're continuing to try to study the book.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm already working on the back of the hotel and crying bit.
Okay. fair enough. Okay. So you're just – okay. So you didn't – you're not like hanging out watching TV or
– Right.
studying the book and crying over your old body.
Yeah, didn't take Elliot's advice to take a bath or anything, which probably would have been good, but yeah, just sobbing.
Okay, fair enough. A little while later, it's probably taken maybe a little over an hour altogether. Mr. Weston, you can go ahead and make another hard intelligence roll.
Nope.
Boy.
It's been a long day. Goodness. It's been a long day. You probably need to get some sleep or something. I mean, yeah, the words are starting to blend together. It's becoming blurry. And the others rock up. You guys were headed back to the hotel, right?
Yep. Didn't hear any counters to that. Yeah.
Yep.
And we're all dirty and sooty and smoky.
And now everyone needs a shower.
Exactly. Well, we couldn't get close to the place. It's huge. The whole, everything's burning. The whole town's burning. It's like that whole tunnel complex or something. I don't know. It's a major explosion. I'm going to roll my pyrotechnics to see if I have any thoughts on, like, if I were to translate this into, you know, TNT or something, just as trying to get a ballpark.
Okay.
That is a 25, which is a normal success. Not quite a hard normal.
You just wanted the tick on your pyrotech. That's okay.
Well,
that's
okay. Yeah, I already ticked it. Okay. We already rolled it, though. That's right.
Well, now you got another one that you can...
I have another one, exactly.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, this is like... You know, this is like a...
Major bomb.
Yeah, well... Probably not one. You know, probably not even one. I mean.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, I think Lucy may have recognized been the one who recognized the Elder Thing reference that Oren had found to begin with at some point. Somehow that kind of ticks a.
I recognized the statue description thing also.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering if one of us could make some kind of maybe Mythos roll or whatever to see if maybe something in their description has some kind of, I don't know, like ancient machinery or, yeah, something explosive or something like that that can account for what's going on.
But I'm thinking that portal, you know, there's that blue stuff was a portal of some sort, right? And maybe they can pass things through it.
I don't know if the blue stuff was a portal. The blue stuff was Mercy. And she took my body. She took my body.
The blue stuff was a portal that allowed Lucy to Mercy to come through.
No,
I feel like it's...
Yeah, to clarify, Lucy is right. The blue stuff was Mercy. And
I thought we got that rejected last time. Okay.
The bubble, nope,
other
the
way
bubbles.
Around. Yeah, the bubbles.
The bubbles are not the blue stuff.
No, the bubbles are the blue stuff. That is Mercy. The portal, the gate... was the back wall of Mercy's room, room where the desk and the body were looking at, that wall was the gate.
Was that room?
I totally misheard that correction then.
Yeah. Is that where the mosaic was, or was that in the other room?
No, the mosaic was in the bigger room next door to that.
Okay, so that was used for something we don't even know.
Which you can make a mythos roll.
On that? Okay. See. Nope, 55. I'm not that far gone yet.
I got an 09, so I'm going to spend a little of my remaining luck on this conversation about the portals and the mosaics and so forth.
Okay. So what you do remember with the mythos is at some point... and I think it might have been in Mercy's book. I don't remember now. The name Nyagtha came up.
Yeah.
And you also remember that in the mosaic room, there was kind of the sewer that you guys came through to get there. But then there was another kind of like vaguely manhole cover thing in that room that you guys opened at one point and just looked down, and it just went down and down and down.
Ooh. Wow, I amazingly don't remember that at all. That's exciting.
Not entirely sure which group was there at the time, but... You can, as you guys are discussing this, you can all put it together.
Yeah.
And you know, with a good mythos success, you are kind of familiar. You've heard the name, kind of putting some pieces together. you know, of some, you know, horrible, massive tentacle monster referred to as Nyagta. And it occurs to you if Nyagta was way down there and woke up.
Yeah.
Or was woken up or was summoned, I don't know, by an evil witch maybe.
Uh-huh.
Certainly something like that could cause this kind of damage.
Okay. Oren. We gotta figure out how to send Nyagthus back to sleep in that book. That's the only thing we have, unless those ladies know anything about it.
Okay, well, I will. The Daughters of Salem.
They were pretty clueless, weren't they? Though.
Well, seemed it. Yes. Maybe there's something in Providence that knows about this, but it seems like it's this book or maybe some notes of this is Mercy's book. She's the one with the knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, I'll shift gears and start looking for banishment spells, I guess.
Well, you know, there's nothing like that in this book.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you you already kind of know what's in this book.
It's just learning that knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, but technically, could I not use that gate spell to make a gate for the Nyagta thing?
Well.
If you were able to actually learn it, presumably you could open a gate.
Do we have the feeling that this Nyagatha thing, like, I don't know, might just go back when it's done with a kind of a rampage kind of thing? Or, you know what I mean? Is it the kind of thing where, I mean, I don't know what kind of knowledge we have of what's going on.
I'm going to turn on the TV when this gets asked.
I was waiting. I was wondering if someone was going to consult the local news at some point. What's going on? Yes. All of the channels, except, you know, there's, well, all of the local broadcast channels, the cable channels are still, you know, showing whatever syndicated nonsense. Yeah. On. but all of the local channels are just news coverage, and they are reporting that a large area of about four or five blocks in the center, well, not in the center, but in the residential section of Salem have been completely destroyed and collapsed. And there are some there's some live feed from traffic helicopters kind of thing over the area, and you can see that, yeah, there's about a good four-block radius where pretty much all the buildings have collapsed, and even the ground has collapsed a little bit, and it's just kind of a big smoldering, smoking pit. And the news is reporting that they expect the death toll is probably in the thousands. You know, people have fled the area, but, you know, they're quite sure that not everyone was able to get out because it happened so quickly. And they're suspecting some kind of large gas main explosion. Boy. And everyone can make a sand roll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a success.
Pass.
Not pass.
100.
Oh, no. Finally taking it personally there, huh?
Ooh, I made it exactly.
Ten's dice was cocked and I had to re-roll.
A D6 for the success and a D10 for the failure.
Oh shit.
As you all kind of realize,
we did lose
what you're
five.
Your actions.
Okay, so I lose 10.
inactions or your failures have caused the deaths of hundreds or maybe thousands of people.
Wow.
To himself.
Only four for me.
Well, there you go.
One That's point.
Would you like an idea roll? Or...
No, that's fine.
That's fine. That is absolutely fine. 10 points of sanity loss.
Oh, sorry, you had it coming.
It's not all at once. It's kind of built up as you're...
Yeah.
The news was really just kind of hammering the last points home, but you know, you've kind of knew that you guys really screwed up here for a while.
But it doesn't seem like there's no news yet of things spreading beyond this initial explosion of some sort of.
That is correct. It's definitely contained. It's not spreading. The emergency services are working to put out the fires. There's some sympathetic fires that have started up nearby from debris and that sort of thing that the emergency services are closing in on and trying to they're starting to try to move into the area to see if they can find anyone alive in the rubble and that sort of thing. So whatever happened has happened, and it's done. It's not continuing to spread. Right.
I will say this is a perfect opportunity to just kind of drop Lucy's body around there. Just a little more.
Jesus Christ.
You don't think we have any chance of getting her moved back? I mean, we know resurrection.
I punch Elliot in the face.
Hey, just saying, she looks pretty dead to me.
I guess, Jim, would that actually be a possibility because I know how to reduce her
to her essential
salts.
You
right?
could absolutely do that, yes.
And then if we, kill the current body that she's in, and then I resurrect the essential salts, would that potentially work?
What?
weren't they all gibbering maniacs who are super violent?
Not the main guy. You just have to. I think you have to be a PC.
He was pretty violent.
Well, but
wait, Brian. He was.
Yeah.
He was completely wacko. He tried to bite my arm off. What are you talking about?
Well, I think that's because he was being held in a mental institution.
No. He was violent from the get-go. That's why he got put in the mental institution.
I like the idea of not putting my body in the fire. And if I have to wear it around my neck as a vial of salts for a while until we figure this out, I'm okay with that. We can make sure.
Well, you can certainly do that. I mean, Oren knows how to reduce it to the essential salts. So you could certainly do that and then just hold on to them until you come up with a better idea than just killing off the current body and hoping it works. I mean,
I think
I have a new mission in life now.
Become a witch, a real one.
Exactly. Yeah. The big guy's going to be Oren's side all the time now, looking through all the books we find.
Okay.
So are you going to do that, Mr. Weston?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I don't have the spell in front of me. I think there's probably some magic point loss and
maybe some
stand
loss.
I feel like there's some stand loss for us watching our buddy Oren.
Oh, I'm not watching this. I'm stepping outside for. I'm just taking up smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. It's much better than abandoning me.
I think Kimberly will go out and join you.
I'm fascinated, but I can't get away. Yeah, no, this is amazing.
You know, when the session started as a player, I had mild hopes that I might regain some sand for stopping Moot's booth. But it's just gone the other way. Nobody got stopped.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess I will assist Oren. In these rites of
salt manufacturing.
yeah, me too. Me too. I'm totally in with the idea.
Okay.
Insane.
Do you have the sand loss in front of you, Max? Or?
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Momentarily.
So you guys can share in Orin's sand loss as well. That's fine.
Oh. Do you think we could divide it amongst us with one roll?
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
But, you know, this is how you learn.
Yeah.
So are you guys actually learning this spell?
It's a 1d10. 3 magic points, 1d10 sand.
Holy smokes, man. I can't really...
All right. Oh, this is the slippery slope here.
Yep.
That's 10.
Oh, 5.
That's how you learn.
Yep. So I will say, though, that is not 20%.
You may have just learned you never want to do this again.
Wow.
That's 6 for me, and that is 20%.
Cool. So the two of you who are not Orin, why don't you make an intelligence roll?
Okay.
That's a hard success.
That's a fail.
So you said everyone that is helping, right?
Yep.
Or what's
yeah. Okay. No, every guy. So,
oh, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't mention that I was there, but yeah, I'm
yeah.
helping out too.
I get a critical success.
Okay. With the success, you guys are pretty sure that you could recreate at least that half of the spell.
Wow.
You may not know yet how to recover a body from essential salts.
Right.
You
can at least
make a body from, or make essential salts from a body.
Well, that's that could be useful. How long does it take?
1 or 2 rounds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
3 magic points, 1d10 sand.
Can I gather it up and, like, keep it in something small on my person? Or is it, like, got to be, like, some big vase, like an urn kind of thing? Or
oh, it's not huge. I'm sure, you know, you can empty out a pill bottle or
shampoo
something.
Bottle.
Yeah, shampoo yeah. bottle.
Yeah.
Sit in there.
They're kind of sticky. Yeah.
that way you don't lose any of it.
That's right. That's
that
right.
That seems reasonable. Orin, why don't you make a intelligence roll?
Oh, finally, an 11. That's an extreme success.
I think some kind of mild insanity for the next few months is reasonable.
Great.
I'll let you figure out what you want to do with that.
Do we think that the person who is being turned into essential salt has to be dead when this process starts?
Nope.
Wow. All right.
So perfect. Now that I'm insane, it totally makes sense that we reduce the Lucy body and the new Lucy body into both essential salts and just mix them together.
Nope.
No, I don't think so, Orin. I think we want to keep the Lucy brain working for a while until we have something that'll work.
Yes. Well, at least she'll be better at fighting.
So what are we going to do, guys? I'll go get the smokers.
Yeah, the bad stuff's over. You can come back in now.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we can get rid of Rory. I was about to say that, yeah.
Whoops, we slipped. Have we got any whiskey? Let's apply whiskey to this situation.
All right. Then what?
No, I'm out of ideas.
That was good.
Eventually, I'm sure you guys become. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been a long day.
Yeah, eventually go to sleep.
Yeah, you know, exactly. With whiskey applied and as things start to settle, and probably some of you are enwrapped at the, you know, watching the news and pondering on all the deaths you've called or caused, you know, you eventually either fall asleep or pass out or
right,
or whatever, and the night passes, and you can all roll your ticks.
Hey, I get my pyrotechnic. What happened?
Hooray!
Yes.
Question mark.
Ooh, 81. That's pretty good.
Cool. Fighting brawl goes up. That was shoving a sock in Lucy's mouth. 10 points.
You're really good at that now. Yeah. The handgun.
It's kind of a shame they don't have a shock shoving, yep, a sock shoving skill.
Oh, library use definitely goes up. That's good.
I seem to have. I guess I only took two this time.
All I had was a bunch of failed sand rolls.
Spot hidden does not go up. Oh well.
Nice. 10 points for shooting.
Excellent.
Listen and spot hidden go up for me.
Take it, there's no sand loss rewards.
Hey, you take it. You've already taken it. You've already gotten the reward of the negative detail.
Oh, wow.
So, Jim, out of game, was there a way we could have done it to not have that massive sand loss?
Sure. You could have stopped Lucy, or you could have actually stopped Mercy.
If Lucy could have made her roll and kept Mercy from coming inside her body, that would probably be a good start.
So although I think I
it's all my fault. It's all my fault. I think I burned a lot of luck to try to stop her, and it wasn't enough.
That's right. You did burn down to a success, and it wasn't. You didn't get the hard success or something.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because Mercy rolled better, or she was just that much better?
Yeah, Mercy got an extreme success on her.
Oh,
roll.
Yeah, I couldn't have burnt down anymore.
And the next,
in that body.
The next morning dawns. Mr. Weston.
Yes.
You're passed out on your slightly slimy hotel bed there. Kind of not quite awake, but, you know, starting to wake up. The phone next to you rings.
Pick it up. Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. Weston? Or Orin Weston?
Who's speaking, please?
My name is Irene Lamond. I'm looking for Orin Weston.
That's me. How can I help you, miss?
Well, I'm not entirely certain. My son, Paul, maybe you've heard of him, Paul Lamond? And you do recognize the name, Paul Lamond.
Don't tell me it's another schoolmate.
No, it's not another schoolmate. You recognize the name. It's not someone you know. Is a fairly famous spiritualist medium. The kind of guy, you know, late night TV show. You know, that's on at 2 a.m. and he takes phone calls and answers people's questions. That kind of thing.
Yes, the entertainer.
Yes. He left me your name and this number to contact you. Said I should call you if something happened to him, and I haven't. That was a week ago, and he hasn't been seen since. And he said you might know what to do or be able to help.
Sure. Why don't I look at the clock on the wall? Did you want to have lunch? Where are you?
I'm at my home here in Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York.
Yes.
So, yeah, I could help. My fee for my team is such and includes travel expenses. Is that something?
Well, if money is an issue, we've put together a reward for information, $2,000.
Okay. How far, I don't know actually, since I don't live on the East Coast, how far is Buffalo from where we're at?
It's a day's drive. It's, you know, half, three-quarter of a day drive.
Oh, okay. So it's not crazy far. Sure. How about tomorrow lunch? Is there some place in town easy to find you would want to meet up?
Oh, that would be fine. She gives you the address of a Denny's on the outskirts of Buffalo.
Cool. All right. Well, very, very nice talking to you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Weston. I appreciate your assistance.
No problem. And then hang up the phone, have a big sigh, and then like lay down in bed again, smoke a little cigarette, and then eventually get up and go start phoning the others.
And in 2019, it's a 7-hour drive from Salem to Buffalo. So,
yeah,
probably not much longer than that in 1988.
So no problem. Is this maybe a short while afterwards, like back in a
couple days that we're in Providence?
Nope, this is the next morning.
Okay,
so she had the hotel number.
That is correct.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
We're on it.
Yeah, so that's amazing. That fraud guy must have something to him if he knew we were going to be here a week ago.
Well, seen him do some pretty amazing things on TV. Have I ever met the guy, Jim?
No.
Okay.
That seems worth checking out just for that.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
Plus, we've screwed things up in two cities. We may as well go for a third. Wow.
Goodness.
I didn't know that when we were, you know, looking into these things that it was going to get so real. This is kind of exciting and kind of scary. But I guess we should get some breakfast and shuffle off to Buffalo.
I'm going to need some time getting cleaned up. While everybody else goes to eat, Lucy will take a shower, and they come back, and the door's still closed. And when she finally emerges, her beard is shaved, and she has a mohawk.
Wow. All right.
It's a new look.
At least I can do is...
At least you can keep your identity, semblance of your identity, right?
Exactly.
I don't care who I am or when I am, but I'll always have a mohawk, darn it.
I'll always be punk.
Are you wearing like thick eyeshadow as well?
Yeah. No. Yeah, she's not sure about the clothes yet. She's got the hair now. We'll work on the rest.
Oh, brilliant.
She does have a charm bracelet, so.
She's going glam punk, I think, is the...
Yeah.
It's the direction here.
Okay.
She might have to get a kilt.
What I want to know is where the previous occupier of this body has gone.
Right.
I don't want to think about it. He didn't try to get out. He didn't want to live, but I did. And then I was here, and I don't know where he went. I don't want to think about it.
Does he have an ID?
Yeah.
Does he have a wallet?
He does. He does.
Does he have next? Do you have any of his memories? Should we call and see if he has next of kin who are wondering where he is? I mean, you're kind of squatting in his house.
If we can't get me back in my body, I'm not quite ready to give this back to him yet. But if we, maybe if we find something, if I find some information, we can get him back too.
Wow. Okay.
He has a long Polynesian, maybe says he's from Hawaii, here in his wallet. Man, Olawiki Island. We can call him Manny.
Wait, do you want us to call you Lucy or Manny?
Oh God.
Because it's gonna be weird to call you Lucy and introduce you as Lucy to other people.
And then when the cop asks to see my license, it's Manny. Just call me Lucy. I'm still Lucy. I'm still Lucy. No one could be.
Yeah. There's a lot of questions we can talk about on the ride to.
Yes. Yes.
We've got 7 hours.
We can always tell. We can always tell somebody it's short for something else, unless they actually need to see my ID.
Lucy, short for Manny.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it takes us so long to get through scenarios. It's just
a lot of important exploration that we do.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying. So I guess we're driving, huh?
So you drive to Buffalo. Now, I believe Oren said Oren scheduled or set the meeting for tomorrow.
Lunch. Yeah. It's early morning.
And it's
lunch the next day, though.
Yeah, exactly. For
lunch the next day, right. Yep. So I guess we can go halfway and then spend
scenic Albany.
Oh, yeah.
Troy, New York. That's a
Troy, New York. Got some. Yeah, there's some good stuff there. A couple universities.
So you drive halfway, spend the night.
Yeah.
Drive we could just drive all the way, get there, have a motel, sleep, get up before lunch, have a little research.
We can stay next to the Denny's.
Research?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy talk.
I know, the book guy wants to do research. Gee, what an idea.
Well, we could probably find a book a bookstore, and I bet this guy Paul Lamond has some book out. If he's on TV, he must have done that. We could look on the at Albany. We can stop at the shopping mall and see if we can find a book on. For I guess buying.
We could go to the Albany Library.
Try to see his latest videos. See where we can get them. What was he supposed to be working on?
When did Blockbuster start?
Blockbuster was around in 1988.
Okay.
Yeah, founded 85.
Yes, same with Borders Bookstore. We could go there. They're everywhere too.
Well,
they were definitely everywhere.
Well, you know, actually, whoever contacted us, maybe she has the videos. We'll have to go looking for them.
We'll find out at lunch tomorrow. Seems like the goal was to learn something ahead of time.
Yeah, go in prepared for once.
Not in the right way, but we'll be prepared in some way.
Yeah.
So you're going to the bookstore, is that?
Yeah.
Or the library?
The bookstore. It's modern, it's current. I would say the bookstore.
Okay.
Probably a wider selection than at the library.
You can go to the bookstore. He does have a few books out. There are not many on the shelves in the bookstore, though.
Okay.
We'll check out the library then.
How many do we need?
We only need one. Yeah. one of each.
Right. This is a Game of Thrones where we need the whole series. Let's just get one or two and figure out where he's coming from.
Are you reading them there? Are you going to buy them or steal them?
I'm going to buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can buy a couple books by Paul Lamond. As you're checking out the cashier, oh, you get your man. These things have just been flying off the shelves since he disappeared. Wow. You're fans as well, huh? As he rings you up and.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, what do you think happened to him?
Oh, I don't know. There's been a bunch of stuff in the papers, but yeah, all I know is been good business for his books, for his publisher must be.
Well, maybe it's just a stunt.
Yeah, the police don't seem to think so, but
yeah.
I'm sure you've seen all the. I'm sure you've been following the story.
Well, you know, we've been on the road for a bit, but is there a recent story out? Is there new news on it, or is it just the old stuff?
Yeah, just the old stuff, I think.
Great, thanks. Buy the books.
Yeah, you purchase.
And we can read them in the car as we continue on.
Mm-hmm.
That won't go poorly.
Roll Constitution.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The so there's a couple books. Some of them are really just collections of stories of I met this person and I found out these things about them and I helped them in this way, you know, reconnect with wife reconnect with her dead husband, mother reconnect with her dead son. This sort of thing. One of the books does talk about his process, you know, kind of how he goes about, you know, entering his trance and, contacting the spirit world and connecting with the spirits of the dead and talking to them and bringing out information. You guys can make an occult roll.
No.
Occult. Nope.
And that will be a success.
94. Your only hope.
It's a hard success.
It's pretty standard stuff. There's nothing. Kind of the same thing that you've probably read in the books of a dozen or more spiritualists.
Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary here. Regular crazy talk.
All right. Well, I guess we know that.
All right. Reach
well,
Buffalo.
We can look at some newspapers when we get to Buffalo and see what's up, and then. Go talk to the woman.
Well, if everybody is talking about that and the guy was sure that police doesn't believe that, it is a stump, maybe the newspaper is full of reports about his disappearance. So maybe we can read a little bit about that just before the meeting.
Yeah, should be able to find a few newspapers.
Yeah.
You certainly can. There are some stories in the Buffalo papers about hometown boy made good, Paul Lamond, who, although he is no longer living in Buffalo, he lives in New York City, of course, as all rich famous people do. From the gist of the stories, some of them are there's some interviews with. His mother, Irene Lamond, and just interviews with his manager, Herb Whitefield, and his girlfriend, Velma Peters. And from the stories, from the newspapers, you can get that the general story is that Paul himself disappeared. The last place he was seen was at his girlfriend, Velma Peters, at her apartment, and he left to walk home and never made it home. And the police kind of vacillate between either that he ran away, that he you know, was having trouble dealing with his fame over the past few years and simply ran away, or maybe committed suicide.
Oh, wow. So not a crime thing. That's interesting. So Lionel, when has a brief sinking feeling in his stomach as he imagines what just happened in Salem happening in New York City.
Oof.
Just imagining like some block of 10,000 people sinking into the ground. I mean, Buffalo, but New York, wow. Huh. I guess we'll have to go down there after we talk to his mother. That's a long haul from Buffalo. Hope this van is, hope the van's good for it. Give it a little pat.
She's fine.
All right.
I'm more worried about us than the van.
Yeah. Well, all right. We're ready to go talk to Irene.
Yep.
Can I ask, was the girlfriend in New York or Buffalo?
New York.
New York.
Okay.
It's the mom. The mom lives in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, he didn't leave his girlfriend's apartment in Buffalo to walk home to
walk
his
to
apartment.
New York.
Right. Right. No, I thought he might have been in town or something.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nope. Nope.
Gotcha. We're getting farther and farther away from Providence.
Yep.
Life on the road.
Well, when you're in high demand like this, I guess.
We didn't even bring our instruments.
I know. What were we thinking? We'll have to buy new ones when we get all this money.
Pretty sure we've all been fired from our jobs too.
Well, yeah.
Job?
What job? As a waitress. Just don't turn up, they just hire someone else. Go back and start working again. Be fine.
May not be the house band anymore when we get back.
Well, did we get paid for finding what happened to the other guy? I told you we should charge. I think we specifically avoided that.
Well, we also never went back to her to tell her what happened either. Right. So.
Yeah, we should charge up front.
Didn't we also kill him?
Well, that's
a
detail that we can, we don't have to share.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some of those. Well, I don't know how many of those gold coins were left. Those ancient gold coins.
I think you converted
them
all to
them,
cash.
Yeah, didn't we keep one of them? Like
that sounds right. I think maybe you kept one or two, but.
Mm-hmm.
So you're at Denny's.
Yeah.
On the outskirts of Buffalo.
Our favorite spot.
They should be giving us some compensation here for all the free advertising.
Sponsor us. That's right.
Sponsored by
Skype of Cthulhu.
I don't think we've said.
Brought to you by Denny's.
I don't think we've said anything bad.
So there you are. It's a Denny's. It's midday.
All right. Where's Irene? Is she late?
You walk in. There is a woman sitting by herself at a large booth. She is an older woman. She is dressed in kind of not, or let's say what a lower middle class person would consider fancy dress. Heavy makeup, a lot of big heavy costume jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And she waves to
New York
to Oren.
Hello, Miss Lamond?
Mrs. Lamond, yes. Orin? Mr.
Yes?
These are your friends?
They are.
Please.
They're my have colleagues.
Real quick, just a bookkeeping note. Ms. Peterson, are you back, Steve?
Yes, I'm sorry. I am.
What is your dex? What is your new dex?
My new dex. Let's open that up. He's at 50.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Please have a seat.
I'm going to have a fight at Denny's.
That's right.
Sure
thank you.
Sit. Yeah.
I'll make sure to order two breakfasts. It's a big body.
Hey, one for your necklace?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. I'm so worried about Paul.
Sure.
Yes. How long has it been since he disappeared?
About a week, a little over a week now.
And you said he left information about me and that I would be able to help him.
Well, yes, I haven't seen him very much over the past few years, ever since after his attacks, and he became a medium, and he gained the sight, but I haven't seen him too much since he started that, but yes, he sent me a note a couple of weeks ago saying that it was really weird. I was worried, tried to call him, but I couldn't get a hold of him. He said I should call you, Orin Weston, at that number that he gave me, at your number, the number he gave me, and that if anything happened, that you would know what to do.
Great.
I look at Orin.
Are you a private investigator or an insurance investigator? I'm sure it was Velma and Herb. I'm sure they wanted to. They wanted to collect on his life insurance. That must be it.
Velma and Herb, you say?
The manager.
Yeah.
And Velma's the girlfriend?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Well, yes. The team and I will be looking into it. You don't happen to have any spare set of keys for his house, apartment, automobile, anything like that?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. Did he mention anything else in the last month or two leading up to his disappearance?
No, like I said, before his attacks when he was younger, we were very close, but then after his two attacks, he gained the sight, and he moved off to New York, and he's just been so busy. Of course, he doesn't have nearly as much time to call his mother as he used to when he was living here.
Does books talk about these attacks at all? Is that something he writes about or wrote about?
He wrote that he gained his sight after some childhood things that he doesn't really describe too much. But then he went traveling the world with a someone he just describes as a great master.
Oh, that doesn't and then go
had,
well.
But then had some medical problems, and then developed the sight.
So, Mrs. Lamond, can you tell us a little bit about these attacks and his travels right after that, or who his master was? Anything about that?
Oh, of course. Paul's father died when he was very young. So I raised him, but then when he was 17, he had a series of night terrors, really really bad ones, and he woke up one morning, and he had amnesia, the doctors called it. Not complete amnesia, but like a partial amnesia. He couldn't remember so many things, and so he was hospitalized, and then when he was in the hospital, he met Clarence. Clarence Rogers, I think his name was, and Paul seemed to get better, and then he and Clarence became friends, and they went traveling together for quite a while until Paul came home, and then he was living here with me again, and everything seemed fine, but then he had another series of night terrors and another bout of the same kind of amnesia. And when he recovered from that, he said he couldn't remember anything that happened over the years that he and Clarence were traveling, but he seemed fine. He just had nightmares occasionally, and that's when he realized he had the sight, and he met Herb, and they Herb signed him up to manage him, and they moved him to New York, and he started the TV show and the books and all that.
Is so Clarence was a patient at this hospital?
Yes, yes.
And excuse me for asking, but this was a mental hospital?
Yes.
Or
yes,
yeah. Yeah, okay. And you never met Clarence?
No, I didn't.
Interesting. Where did they travel? Was it Europe or Asia? Everywhere? Does he have a diary from then?
No, no. After the attack of amnesia, he couldn't remember anything about it, but before
right.
that, he didn't talk about it too much. He mentioned that he had been in Australia and I think maybe somewhere in Europe. I don't really know.
For somebody to go around the world like that and not tell his mother where he was, he must have been quite taken.
Oh, but it was okay because he came back, so.
Yeah.
As an out-of-game aside, Irene Lamond's little stat block in the scenario, she has exactly one skill. Bake great cookies at 95%.
We've got to visit that house. Yeah, I know. We've got to visit the house.
Oh, man. Oh, this was a mistake. We flubbed another one.
Missed out.
Yeah. Actually,
do you think there is a way for us to get in touch with this parents,
or maybe his doctor?
Well, she's his mom, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you keep a room at for him with some of his things? Maybe we could have a look at some things, or I know he's an adult now, but you know, some parents keep children's things, and maybe something we could look at to get an idea where he may have gone.
Yes. I have some stuff at home. If you want to come over, yeah. I can give you, I can offer you some tea and cookies, and you can, you're more than welcome to. Look,
boy, do
we
want to come
those
over.
Things.
Yeah.
We read in Paul's books that you make the best cookies.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes.
And the hospital is here in Buffalo?
Yes.
If we should speak with his doctor, and maybe we can even find out who this Clarence Rogers was through the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as much as we can about both of them before we go off to New York.
So she gets up. She says you can follow her to
Cool.
Her house.
Thanks for lunch.
Drive through the streets of Buffalo to a fairly small, kind of understated single-story house, kind of on the outskirts in a slightly more rural area, just outside Buffalo, actually. She'll park the car in front and lead you through. The house itself is, like I say, fairly small and unassuming, but as you get inside, it's quite crowded. There's lots of very heavy, expensive-looking furniture and knickknacks, vases and statues and paintings and a number of bits and bobs that just kind of crowd, not particularly tastefully, the house.
But they do look expensive, you said.
Yes.
Which is kind of a contrast, I will say. This is an interesting collection you have here, man.
Oh, thank you. Paul's been very successful over the past few years, and he sends me lots of gifts.
Does he still travel?
Okay. No. I think he's too busy. Herb keeps him so busy with the TV program. I don't think I don't think he's left New York since he moved there.
Oh, so this is these just things he buys in New York and sends up?
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
And she,
but they look like they're sort of from here and there.
Yeah. Nothing particularly stands out, just the kind of stuff that you would buy in shops. Just kind of a random hodgepodge of stuff. please have a seat.
Thank you.
And she brings you a tray of cookies. They are quite excellent.
Nice. Hard success.
You might almost say great. And she gives you a just a moment. And she gives you a photo of Paul. And I don't know if this is any help, but this is he did keep a diary when he was young.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And she gives that to you as well.
Do you have a photo of Velma as well?
No, I've never met her.
Oh, I thought maybe he would have sent one. That's interesting. Okay, I guess we can find that in the tabloids.
She serves tea. And she'll talk at length about Paul and when he was growing up and what a wonderful bright child he was even after the death of his father.
Can we take this diary with us and get it back to you in a while?
Yes, yes, please. I've never read it, but I don't want to invade my son's privacy like that. But if it can help, I'm sure it's worthwhile.
Sure. How did his father die?
How did his father die? That's a good question.
Was he pushed off a balcony?
No, he was not pushed off a balcony.
Did he have the sight as well? Is it something Paul may have inherited?
No. My husband was a banker. He worked long hours, drank too much, smoked too much, and pretty bad heart attack.
I see. Sorry for your loss.
So she will just regale you with stories of Paul's childhood.
Well, for the cookies, we'll suffer through them.
Mm-hmm.
Since Rory's not here to, start breaking windows.
Yeah,
we're stealing things. What did we do with Rory?
We never said what we did with Rory. I was going to ask that.
We leave him tied up in the hotel? I don't know.
Probably well, left him, left him at Denny's.
Well, before we go into a mental hospital, we could drop him off in Buffalo. We have someone to admit. And while we're here, we have some questions about some former patients.
Right. Can we make an exchange? This guy for some info. Yeah. Rory. All right. Well, I guess I don't have any other questions, but yeah, Oren?
I think we're good. I think we probably need to get down to New York.
Yeah, I mean,
after
maybe
we'll talk to his doctor
night.
Here.
Right. Maybe we can do that this afternoon, see about Clarence and stuff.
Maybe she can write a letter or something like that, or call ahead to the hospital.
Yeah, that would be nice. That's a
good idea. She could call his doctor and let us tell him or her that we're hoping to speak about Paul.
She'll actually volunteer to go to the hospital with you.
Oh, great.
So we can just kind of summarize through that, because unless you guys are like going to break into the place or do something like that, you can meet with his doctor. He says, yeah, Paul had amnesia. We had to work through it with some therapies, and he recovered fairly well.
Can we find anything out about this Clarence Rogers?
Other than that, yes, Paul and Clarence were friends while they were both here. He's not willing to disclose any information, any other information.
Mm-hmm. I guess we can try the Buffalo phone book for Clarence Rogers.
You can. Mm-hmm. There is no Clarence Rogers in the Buffalo phone book.
We can also come back later.
Right.
Did we say no breaking and entering, or just not at the moment?
Yeah.
Can we hand off Rory while we're here?
Exactly. What do you think of this guy?
Yeah.
Let him loose, we go ahead and search the files. What about the, we get denials for all the information we want. Can we get a general sense of the building, entries, how security is, how many people are working here and all that?
Sure. It's not a particularly secure facility. It's a mental hospital, but it's not a sanitarium. It's not an asylum. It's not, a high security place. If you wanted to break in here, it's fairly straightforward enough to do so.
That's going to be the plan.
Will they not let it? I mean, if we ask, can we talk to Clarence Rogers? Will they say no?
They will say what you already know, which is that he was discharged at the same time. Paul was the first time that Paul was here.
So the first time together. That Paul was here. Did we know Paul was here multiple times?
Yes, we did.
Yes, so
he
so
back
to,
from his travels.
Yeah, so
he had another fit.
So to clarify the timeline, right? When Paul was 17, he had nightmares, partial amnesia, was hospitalized. He met Clarence. After about 6 months in the hospital, Paul and Clarence were discharged. They traveled. Paul came home. Seemed fine. Had another attack of amnesia. Was hospitalized a second time. And then discharged a second time. And after that second discharge is when he went to New York to become a famous medium.
Okay.
So, but they won't give us any forwarding address for Clarence either. Then, if we wanted to get in touch with him,
that is correct.
And Clarence he did not return with him in the second go around, right?
That is also correct.
Okay. If they do confirm that he's not back here.
Yep. And that was 10 years ago that Paul and Clarence were released the first time.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so
he's young, 27.
So he came here. He somehow acquired a different personality. They went over, doing some crazy stuff all over the world. And then he came back. No memory of who he was, all that time.
Later.
Very familiar. Yeah. Sounds very familiar.
Well, it's kind of extreme to say a different personality, though. I mean, he wasn't violent or anything, right? Maybe he just responded to treatment.
Well, I was thinking it's kind of more like you. I mean, if we thought that you were Manny, you'd have complete amnesia.
Oh,
right.
Do you have sight now? Have you been having visions?
I wonder if there's been any.
I mean, I guess
rumors
it's similar.
Of blue lights blue lights around the hospital or anything.
Yeah. Did he mention blue lights, doctor?
No.
Huh. Maybe it's unrelated. I mean, it's a different state, after all.
If there's a chance to follow up on this, yeah, I'll definitely be one of the people breaking back in to find out about about Clarence.
Well, I think we've got a diary to read, so probably, spend the night and you can do a little research in the in the wee hours.
There's still filing cabinets at this point. I don't think I need to be computer literate too much.
Right.
Okay. So you guys eventually leave the hospital. Say goodbye to Irene.
Mm-hmm.
Get a hotel, and the plan is to read Paul's diary and then break back into the hospital at night?
I think so.
Okay. We will summarize most of that. You are able to break into the hospital. You find no information on Clarence or Paul that you don't already know. Paul's diary is the diary of a child. It's all, it's written when he was young, as a teenager. Met this person, did this thing, went to school, hate my teachers, the usual kind of thing. The last couple entries in the diary, however, you can tell from the dates on them, are shortly before his first attack of amnesia when he was first hospitalized. And it does mention the rather terrifying dreams that he was having, in which he dreamt that he was no longer Paul, but some horrible alien thing in a gigantic city in a tropical jungle.
Oh,
man.
Just a nightmare. Now, I know that we're probably trying to get to New York and there's nothing new, but when we were during the break-in, is there anything strange about not getting like any information on Charles or is it Clarence?
Clarence.
It's not like everything is completely wiped clean. It's just like this is just the regular information we have, right?
Yeah, there's not much there because it's all. I mean, this was right. This was 10 years ago, so it's all been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can at least get a description of him or something, though. Probably.
Or not.
Or not.
Nope.
Maybe from the doctors.
They're not.
It was thrown away.
Yeah, they were not willing to discuss such things.
Not willing to discuss it, and his mom never saw them together or something. Okay.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
I fail my mythos role about a gigantic city in a tropical jungle.
So. Fair enough.
Yeah, can I try that here?
Go right ahead.
If we're doing that.
Ooh! 12!
14! On the nose!
Wow. Oh.
There's lots of stories of
TV show.
Yeah.
But about stories about beings swapping consciousnesses.
You don't even need a mythos roll for that. I think we've seen plenty of that, even just recently. You even have one right here.
Yeah. No, but exactly. Different though. Different.
We don't know. An alien and a giant. It wasn't a giant alien in a city. It was an alien in a gigantic city, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, you certainly know of tales of various, you know, alien beings and various strange cities and stuff in jungles. There isn't enough in the diary to really pin it down as to this.
So there's, I mean, this is the same deal though. This is some guy connecting like that witch. She connected to something.
Some aliens, right?
And Brian connected to some alien. Seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any description that sounds like the elder things we know of?
No.
Okay.
I bet Paul's up in the jungle.
Yeah.
That's not going to be very useful for Irene, but maybe we can visit it.
Just any jungle?
Maybe.
Well, the city, the alien. I mean, we'll find something more in his house.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
New York, in his apartment.
First the concrete jungle, then the green jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. The city in the jungle. The city in the jungle. Maybe it is New York.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So I think that's a good place to cut it for the day.
Sure.
Right.
Wow. That's summarizing probably killed two episodes right there.
Yeah.
Now we're going to finish on time.
Going to keep you guys moving here.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good. Let's see how much left.
Awesome.
All right, Jim.
That was a fun episode. Thanks, Jim.
Take care.
Cool. Yeah, take care, guys. Bye.
See you next week.
Later.
Tomorrow. Bye.